Keandre Miller starts it off. Over to Sebastian Aho with a shot that... And maybe some fresher legs after the extra day off. Chatfield off that face-off win. That bouncer in front. They score! Logan Stankoven has opened the scoring. 1:06 in.
It was Shea Theodore with the bank in a double overtime. How about this play? Not anywhere near. It's hard who misses this. He understands it's coming. He anticipates, but watch. He overplays it, goes right underneath, and then Stankoven, like he's been all playoff long, gets that inside position, a bit of a bouncing puck, but a miscue by Hart, and that one goes underneath.
Around it comes for Aho. It's forced out. It's a great... And Bussing with a stop, a rebound chance.
Couldn't ask for a better thing to start. How about the play by Stone? Does a great anticipation. Watch the secondary chance here. It goes too far for Carlson, but Hanifin trying to get...
In game three, it comes back to the line. Ehlers had trouble with it against Carlson. Now it's Aho to the net, and Hart sends it to the front of the net. It will come back to him. Now Ehlers has it, puts it right on. Carter, Hart the save, and Nikishin gets it back to Ehlers down low. In front, scores! It's Jackson Blake, and it's 2-0 Carolina.
That one in. Aho just gets a piece of it and then attack down low. Taylor Hall, no hesitation, slide across, and it's tape to tape. Blake's been waiting patiently to get a puck in the back of the net here. He gets it.
And out comes Braden McNabb. Dropping it off to Theodore. And a great pass. Stone it again. Stone!
Shots, and how about the lane pass by Theodore? The end of a long shift. He's got his head up the whole way. Stone makes the hit deep in his zone, gets on his horse, and you know the one thing John Tortorella said he was
rolled in. First one to it is Sissons. Out in front, Garfield, Bussy. Aho back, Gostis Bear steering it to Jarvis. Jordan Stahl parks in front. Aho's got the puck. Here is Gostis Bear. Back to Sebastian Aho. Couple of assists in game three. Gostis Bear shot. Rebound scores. Jordan Stahl now with goals in four straight Stanley Cup final games.
Well, the ageless wonder, he had a goal and assist last game, just continues to pile up.
We've seen a couple of tip-ins by him here. You can see Hart looking around the big body, just trying not to make a pretty play, just get it to an area. It hits off the defender in McNabb, so Stahl didn't get a piece of the tip, but watch the shot by Gostis Bear. Hits McNabb and just bounces right to the area. Good quick stick by the captain, a knuckleball off of the arm of McNabb, a quick turnaround, no chance at all for Hart.
In the post-expansion era with goals in each of the first four Stanley Cup final games. Taylor Hall behind the net, Stankoven in front. And Hurricanes have won 55.5% of the faceoffs in the series. Vegas wins that one. Back to McNabb, and that changed direction. And
ability to play in that game three. Here's another example, just getting it through. Look at the late reaction by Bussy. He never even responded to that. Look at all the bodies he sees through it. A little bit of a...
That one is cleared as Hall's only penalty box. Breakaway, Taylor Hall, and he is stopped.
Out of the box. Once you make the commitment to go hard to your forehand, you cannot get that puck up. You see who's back on their heels. You get reaching as a forehand. You're stuck to try to beat the goaltender.
And now it's Dowd dropping it off. Noah Hanifin across. What scores? Did they beat the buzzer? The night team had gone to the dressing room. One more look. As McNabb beats Bussy, but doesn't beat the clock.
Oh boy, it's just the narrowest of margins there.
What a first period to follow up what's been a...
After review, the clock hits zero before it crosses the goal line. Therefore, no goal.
But that man-on-man defense is, when they're playing well, it works. Here's Jackson Blake to the net, and a stop by Hart as it's going. And sometimes the unpredictability, so many players will take this around the net, but watch that quick little move on Theodore. Theodore, for just a second, delayed, and that's a good save by Hart.
That one kicked out to center, and Marner's on it. Here comes Marner again. Marner in with Anderson in deep. Rasmus Anderson center.
Their problems defensively haven't been in the defensive zone. It's been on transition. Bad plays in the offensive zone. Now you're chasing, and Carlson just gets lost. Watch the elusiveness of Marner, though. Just these little moves to hold on to the puck an extra second, take it to the outside. Nice draws two guys to him, and that opens up the play. Anderson reading the play, and then sometimes the best thing you can do...
Over the line, and that off the stick of Anderson high. Jarvis tried to get it deep. It's played out, and maybe a break here. The other way, Howden receives it. Brett Howden has tied it.
And again, it's an offensive zone. Not very solid with the puck by Carolina. Creates this, but this is just an individual effort. Miller's been out there a minute 20. He got some tired bodies. Watch the outside. Head up the entire way, pulling around the stick between the legs. And unable to read that is Bussy. Here's his vantage point. He goes down. It goes right past his ear.
He got hit there by Chatfield. Hall down the left wing. Over the line is Blake through. And a stop by Hart. And another dangerous play for...
Called by the official. Drive through the middle. I don't mind that. It's the interference is going to be called first. It's the retaliation. So Blake did go in on his own. He wasn't pushed in there. Penalty's coming. Then the response, the cross check by McNabb ends up getting called. So 4-on-4. We got a minute.
Michael trying to get loose. Over the line it comes. That is onside. Stone through right on. Rebound for Barbashev. Trying to hook it in front. And
a close call. Stone trying to just get anything towards. The rebound is there. And Stankoven knocks him down. But on the heels of that, it goes right back.
On Sunday. Or excuse me, Saturday. There's a giveaway. Seth Jarvis. His biggest stopper allowed. Loose in front. Backhand. Score. Oh, it's in. And Jordan Stahl's got another. And the go-ahead goal. Thought Hart might have got a piece of that.
I don't think Stahl could believe that he was able to get enough of that one. Just falling and twisting to the other side.
Under eight to go, and Eichel wins the draw. Comes to Hannafin. And here's Marner in front. Big stop, Bussy.
And the change here is it looked like it was going to be a tie game right on the doorstep. Just kicks the leg out, then gets contact from Eichel afterwards. But the aggressiveness at the last second, Eichel almost got it up, but he hit the top of the pad. Watch how close this is. You get it up another inch, it's going to go in instead. Just
the... Right at the side of the net is Chatfield.
Right,
Texas
one,
man.
Fans
wanted to call. That one ricocheting toward the net. And in! A big shot by Nikolai Ehlers, and it's 5-3 Carolina.
Well, as you always expect, it's just chaos in front of the net as rebound out of harm's way, and then a lucky break. I think that was going to wrap right around, hit something on the glass, and as you said, splits the middle.
Clock draining. Jordan Stahl, a game-winning goal. Nick Ehlers into an empty net. And now it's a best of three. Brandon Bussy in the winner's circle tonight.